Welcome to the Spring Sport Preview Show. I'm Patrick Spillman, joined alongside Grant Ingham and Garrett Heitkamp. You probably just heard us on the Beaver Dam, but we're back here ready to have a preview show here for you. And yes, the spring sports do include football and men's and women's soccer. Grant, Garrett, that's a little weird to say.
Yeah, it's a bit weird to have a full season in the fall, or full conference season in the spring, excuse me, and then to have football starting in, next week, the week after. It's really weird to see full games going on in the spring. Garrett, what do you think?
It's definitely weird. I mean, for men's and women's soccer, it's going to be a struggle for turf time almost, because we don't know if the fields are playable right now.
Yeah, I have a feeling much of the season this year is going to be played on the turf all around the conference for men's and women's soccer. Obviously, football fields. Hopefully, I think almost every single one has a turf football field, because Manchester finally just got one this upcoming year. They were, I believe, one of the last ones that did not have a turf football field. But the way we're going to break this down, we're going to start with women's soccer, go into men's soccer, go into football, and then we'll finish it off with softball and baseball, who hopefully finally get to play a conference game this year after having their seasons canceled last year due to COVID-19. But let's go ahead and start with women's soccer. Depth and experience are strong points for the Lady Beavers soccer team this year, as a strong mix of incoming talent should add strong to the program after a returning group of talented players look to build off a strong mid-table finish in the 2019 season, which was the best HCAC season of the program has had since 2011, when Bluffton went all the way to the HCHC championship game. Head coach Kevin Gregory has been a breath of fresh air to the program that was all out of ideas just 3 wins in the previous 2 years before his arrival in 2018. Coach Gregory, when asked about the keys to success for his Beavers, he said staying positive and being stubborn. In a COVID season, there are going to be some unseen obstacles and bumps. Being able to keep your heads up and not letting it dictate your mentality will be important.
The program returns 8 seniors, all of which have seen many minutes throughout their time in the program and are poised for a breakout 2021 spring season. Senior keepers Sienna Sullivan and Jules Frazier have combined to start every match for Bluffton over the past 3 years. Frazier has just allowed a 1.45 goals per game against, with a superlative 8.880 save percentage last season, forging a 3-3-2 mark between the pipes. Sullivan got it done with a pair of shutouts as a junior.
Maddie Huffman is seen as the vocal point for the Beavers in the middle of the field to dictate how the team wants to play. Huffman registered a total of 10 shots during her first 2 seasons before finding the back of the net 6 times last year on 53 attempts. She also added 4 assists for a team high 16 points. Senior Abigail Newkirk was sidelined for first few weeks of her junior campaign, but she recovered and played valuable minutes for the Beavers last season. Sean Broadhurst looks to have a bigger role in her junior season as a nice piece of depth for the Lady Beavers. T. Upshaw has started 47 matches as Beaver, as she netted her first 2 collegiate goals as a junior, including the game winner versus Earl.
Returning junior Julia Gibson gives the Beavers another legitimate scoring threat up front. She tallied 4 goals and 4 assists last season after netting 3 goals and 3 assists as a freshman. Nina McGinn, Zoe Ryan, Caitlin Sanning, and Emma White all started at least 15 matches as freshmen, with Ryan and McGinn combining for 6 points in 2019. Players such as Taylor Dye and Stacey Bianco, which will also have bigger roles in the second season for the Beavers. The 9-match slate kicks off with Defiance traveling to Sears Complex on Wednesday, March 2nd. And Grant, this Beavers team, we know them pretty closely, and they have a big freshman class this year, and I think you have to hit on that. And because in a COVID year, when you don't know who could go into quarantine at any time, also, we're not going to be in nearly as good a shape as we would coming off of summertime. How important is it going to be to have depth, which is exactly what this women's soccer team has this year?
It's extremely important. I mean, we've seen with, the basketball teams, their seasons, they've had, a couple injuries here and there and COVID protocol stuff that have really messed around with their lineup, but, they've found a way. So I think this women's program, to bring in a big freshman class like that and a talented freshman class to add depth and a lot of talent to this group, it's very vital, and they're very excited about where this team can go this year after going, got 6th last year mid-table in the HCAC. They had a strong season last year, and I think they're all excited to to build off that for the upcoming year.
I would agree with that. I'm excited to see where this women's team ends up this year, and hopefully we'll both be having a chance to be able to play in a conference tournament. Let's move over to men's soccer, who returns in the spring of 2021 after two games against the Adrian Bulldogs in the fall and are excited to get back to the pitch. Although the team only returns half of its starting 11 from the past season, there are a lot of players that contributed to the 2019 fall campaign that are ready to seize the opportunity and produce for the Beavers. Head coach Robert Richardson takes over in his first HCAC campaign at Bluffton with high expectations, saying that my expectation for this season is that as a group we perform to the best of our abilities and develop the chemistry on and off the field that will give us in a position to move the program forward to the heights that Coach Kerwan expects it to achieve.
The Bluffton senior class includes Trent Mass, Jared Nickel, Joe Isley, and Brendan Nickel, as well as Pat Spillman, who will be looking to break off of his breakout junior season, having scored 5 times and adding 1 assist. Jackson Heffernan has 49 career appearances and will be looking to cross the half-century mark.
Leading the line for the Beavers will be junior Dalton Tanner, who had 12 goals and 29 points during his sophomore campaign. They got him, got him second-team All-HCAC. Fellow junior midfielder Jacob Kiger added 5 goals, including 2 penalty kicks, and had 5 assists last season. Christian Parker tallied 2 goals on just 7 shots as a junior.
Tanner Newport anchored Bluffton's defense from day one as a freshman. The honorable mention All-HCAC honoree started all 19 matches, posting a .723 save percentage while allowing just 2.63 goals per game with a conference-best 125 saves.
Fellow sophomores Hunter Coffey, who netted 4 tallies as a freshman, while Eli Greaser chipped in 5 assists and 2 goals. Grant Ingham started all 19 of 19 games last year for the Beavers. This group, along with fellow returning sophomores Maxwell Kennedy, Max Pierce, Andrew Bowers, and Justin Combs, will be looking to build off their impressive freshman season and continue to move the program forward with exceedingly important roles.
Yeah, and so for this Beavers team, we have firsthand experience considering we're on the team. I believe that the season getting pushed back to the spring could almost be a little bit of a blessing in disguise, because we've gotten to know Coach Richardson a little bit better with him being in his first year here at Bluffton University. We've kind of been able to learn his coaching tactics, his style of play, and got a lot more practices underneath him than we would if we were in a normal year.
Yeah, definitely. We've seen it firsthand. As you said, it's almost been a blessing as we've learned to have chemistry with the team and Coach Richardson.
I'm excited to see what this men's team has to do. They are preseason ranked last, so they have some doubters to be able to prove here this year. And with it being a blanket year, you never know what you could see. Some of these seniors come back? Jackson Heffernan is out for the season this year with a injured hip, but he will return next year for that Beaver team. So he won't cross that half-century mark just this year, but next year we will see that for him. But let's go ahead and move on to Bluffton University football as they start their season on Saturday, March 6th at Manchester University. The Beaver team is excited to play their conference season after it was moved from the fall to the spring due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Coach Aaron Krebs will begin his third season at the helm for this football team while also serving as the offensive coordinator. Along Krebs is assistant head coach and defensive coordinator Joshua Runda, who is also in his third year with the Beavers. Other coaches include Austin Fields, Devon Hill, Tyson Goings, Tyler Chambers, Nate Carson, Tyler Rodstein, and Jarrett Meeker.
This year's team includes 43 first years, 32 sophomores, 13 juniors, and 11 seniors. As a team last season, they averaged 292.6 yards per game. They averaged 133.4 rushing yards and 159.2 passing yards per game. They averaged 14 points per game while allowing 24.5 points per game.
The Beavers did have an opportunity to play one game this fall against Adrian College. They won that game 28-21 on Alumni Field. Jaren Greeley was a player of the game for the Beavers that game with 42 rushing attempts for 297 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns.
The preseason conference rankings for football have not been released yet, but the Beavers hope they can bring over the momentum from their game in the fall to have a winning record in the conference this season. And the first home game for the Beavers will be on Saturday, March 13th, when they host Anderson University.
This Beavers team looked really good in the fall. Zach Nobis got the starting job for quarterback. That was a big question with last year. They had four different starting quarterbacks throughout the year. And so for this Beavers team, we wanted to see who were they going to start and how was he going to play. And Zach Nobis really took the starting job and played extremely well. And I think he's earned QB1 for this Bluffton Beavers team. But you obviously have to talk about the highlights of Darian Greeley, who played just almost video game numbers in that game in the fall.
Yeah, it was a very impressive performance from the Beavers at home, and you know, just hopefully carry some momentum into the spring. And the defense for me was very impressive against that Bulldogs team, who had some, you know, versatility to that offense, and the Beavers defense did a really good job of containing them and pretty much suffocating anything that they had on their game plan.
Yeah, I'm excited to be able to see what this football team can do. They've always been in very tight football games, and it seems like they've lost a couple of heartbreakers. So are they able to turn that around? They have eight seniors, and they've played a lot of minutes. A couple in Dana Shoulders and Stefan Kosakowski, who Stefan Kosakowski has been one of the defensive players of for the Beavers that has just excelled in his 4 years, and so I'm sure they are ready to play, and so they will be traveling to Manchester next Saturday on March 6th. So we wish them luck in this weird conference season in the spring. But let's move over to softball and baseball. Softball and baseball lost their seasons last year after they traveled down to Florida and played in their tournaments during spring break. After we returned, all Bluffton students were sent home to move online on that Thursday. We got the email on Thursday, and then Friday we had to attend classes to figure out how it was going to work going online, and next thing you know, we didn't come back and we were in quarantine all summer, and both this women's softball team and men's baseball team lost their seasons. So for them, it's going to be important just to be able to play. And so let's go first with the Bluffton University women's softball team, who starts their season on Sunday, March 7th against Case Western. The Beaver team is excited to play after their season was canceled last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Coach Amanda Des Moines will begin her fourth season at the helm for the softball team. Assistant coach Megan Hill will join alongside her in her first season after a four-year playing career at Bluffton University. This year's team includes five first years, eight sophomores, four juniors, and six seniors.
As a team, they scored 171 runs within the 2019 campaign with a batting average of .285. The team's on-base percentage was .348, and the slugging percentage was .412, and hit a total of 19 home runs. The conference listed four players for the Beavers to watch. Those players were senior outfielder Sydney Bowen, senior catcher Bree Baker, junior pitcher Grace Fillinger, and senior pitcher Katie McCord.
In the 2021 softball preseason poll, the Beavers are projected to finish second to last. They will look to be underdogs all season as they begin their quest for a chance to play in the conference tournament. The last time Bluffton softball team qualified for the conference tournament was in 2015, when they lost in the semifinals to Hanover College 7-6 in 9 innings.
The first home series for the Beavers will be on Sunday, March 14th, when they play host to Albion College. They begin their conference play on Tuesday, March 16th, when they travel to Manchester University.
And so they did talk about Sydney Bowen, Bree Baker, Grace Fillinger, and senior Katie McCord. The three seniors have played a lot of softball in their careers, especially Bree Baker and Sydney Bowen. Katie McCord, being a pitcher, you know, you substitute the pitchers a little more often. But for them, I think it's what they call redemption season, and the fact that they lost their season last year. They were excited about the year last year, and they had a lot of freshmen that are now sophomores this year, brought in another pretty good freshman class. And so I'm excited to see what this softball team has to do. But unfortunately, it's been a while since we've seen them play, so we don't really know what to expect. And I think they might be in the same boat. You know, it's been a while since they played a softball game.
Yeah, it's just a lot of question marks, you know, with them and baseball about, you know, what it's going to look like. And, you know, it's been a very long time since they've been on the field. And, you know, just hopefully they go out there and take the opportunity and just be, you know, same with us, is happy to be out there and just be able to compete again. So I'm excited for them, and hopefully they have a good season.
I am excited as well. I'm excited to be able to go out and watch a baseball and a softball team game again. We'll be able to see that once our season ends, but they're starting right away here as the men's baseball team starts their season on Saturday, March 6th against Transylvania University. The Beaver team is excited to play their season as well after it was canceled last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Coach James Grandy will begin his 18th season at the helm for the men's baseball team. Assistant coaches Brantley Kernett and Damian Egnor will join alongside Grandy in their first seasons at Bluffton University. Cornett attended Bluffton University for 5 years as a member of the baseball team, and Egnor comes in from Bowling Green State University, where he was a member of their baseball team.
This year's team includes 13 first years, 15 sophomores, 13 juniors, and eight seniors. As a team, they scored 227 runs in 2019 with a batting average of .256. The team's on-base percentage was .346. Slugging percentage was .361 and hit a total of 16 home runs.
The conference listed six players for the Beavers as players to watch. Those players are senior utility Garrett O'Reilly, senior infielder Jacob Latosky, senior pitcher Tommy Seamer, senior outfielder Reed Rule, and senior catcher Parker Reynolds, and senior outfielder Adam Duncan.
In the 2021 baseball preseason poll, the Beavers are projected to finish second to last. They will look to be underdogs all season as they begin their quest for a chance to play in the conference tournament. The last time Bluffton qualified for the conference tournament was in 2018 when they made their first ever appearance in the HCAC tournament. Their first home series will be on March 6th when they open the season and play host to the Transylvania University Pioneers.
And for that game, it will be a conference game as baseball is playing conference only this year. And so every game will completely matter here for this baseball team. But I'm excited to be able to see. You had seniors Adam Duncan, Tommy Seamer, and Parker Reynolds, who were seniors last year and opted to come back to be able to play this year. But you also return Reed Rule, Jacob Latosky, Garrett O'Reilly, as well as Lenny Winiarski, who are all seniors and have played, and Jackson Rogan as well. They've all played a lot of baseball in their careers, and they're really going to have to take the young guys under their belt, because even though it is listed that there are 15 sophomores, really, and 13 first years, really you have 28 first years, because a lot of those freshmen really did, even if a couple of them did play, they didn't get to play very many games this last year. And so for them, this is a very, very young baseball team that are going to have to rely on the guys that have actually played in a conference season before to kind of teach them the ways and how it goes.
Yeah, I think it's very important about veteran leadership, which this Beavers baseball team does have. And it's going to be, you know, just there are going to be a lot of ups and downs, as any freshman college athlete will tell you. And it's just about how to get through that. And I think veteran leadership is very, very important when it comes to, just getting through your first season.
I'm excited to be able to see what all these spring sports have to take. We're going to be pretty busy here on the Beaver Dam this upcoming week. But guys, I want to hear, you can't be selfish here. You can't say men's soccer, so I'm ruling men's soccer out. But who is the team to watch that you think out of these Bluffton spring sports this year?
I'll take first pick. I think it's got to be women's soccer. I think they're building off of a very good year last year. They have a lot of players returning and a lot of players that I think you're going to be surprised to see how much they contribute this year compared to their last year. And they just have a lot of talent up the spine of their team, and it's going to be very exciting to see what they put together this season.
Garrett?
For me, I'd have to say the football team. You know, the game they had this fall against Adrian at home, we were very impressed as we were allowed to go there and watch. Just the running game Bluffton has, and I'm sure the passing game has developed a little bit more with the more practices and, like, learning the playbook and stuff like that.
Yeah, and for me, it was a tough one, and I'm a little surprised neither one of you guys went with more of the what you would call the surprising picks, because you don't know what to expect out of the softball and baseball team. But I've been kind of going back and forth between these two teams, but ultimately I said the baseball team, just because you do have those senior leaderships. You had those three seniors from last year that decided to come back and be able to play this year, as well as you have the other seniors that have played a lot of baseball. And so I think they could be a little bit of a surprise here, because you don't really know also what the rest of the conference is looking like, because they haven't played baseball in a while either. And I think you're going to see some weird scores this year just because of not playing baseball. So I'm excited to be able to see this team, but it should be interesting. And we're going to be busy. We're going to be covering a lot of sports here. We're going to be getting done with a soccer game and going over to a softball or a baseball game or however else, just to be able to see these guys playing and support our fellow Beavers. But I'm excited, and it's a weird COVID year, but as sports people, after a very boring and no sport fall, I think we're all excited to have a lot of Beaver sports back here on campus, but just all together.
Yeah, I'm very excited, and just the fact going from practice to be able to go watch maybe the second half of a doubleheader for baseball or softball, I'm really excited for that. And you know, hopefully our baseball friends aren't too mad that we didn't pick them that live on our floor. So, you know, I'm excited for them and their opportunity finally coming to fruition. And hopefully everybody stays healthy and safe, and hopefully we can get through this fall or this spring semester with all the sports going ahead.
Agreed, and I think that's an important point that I need to hit on here here at the end as we wrap up this spring preview. Make sure to be checking BlufftonBeavers.com, because at any point a team could have to cancel due to COVID-19 protocols. And so check BlufftonBeavers.com. Make sure that the game's still going on. Tune in to the live as much as you can, because as of right now, from what I've been told, they're still not allowing outside spectators at these games. Hopefully maybe that might change a little bit because of being outdoor sports, but we'll have to wait and see. But check BlufftonBeavers.com, check the schedules, check all that. Make sure games haven't been moved or postponed or times changed or however else. And just send some prayers and good luck to these Bluffton Beaver sports teams, that they don't have to deal with COVID-19 and don't have any type of quarantine issues where they are unable to play for, you know, 2 weeks because of that. So, Garrett, Grant, you guys have anything else to say here about the spring sports?
Nothing anymore. I mean, I think we hit everything, and just excited to see the Beavers in full force.
Grant, you got anything?
Nope, just the same thing, just excitement and anticipation and hopefully a successful spring, and hopefully bring home some hardware.
Agreed. Thank you for tuning in to this spring sport preview. First games for your Beavers for these spring sports will be on Tuesday, March 2nd, with the men's and women's soccer starting it out, playing against Defiance. Men is at Defiance. Women are at home here in the Sears Complex. But that does wrap up this show.